hot mic.
You could challenge that record.
Yeah. I'm now all of a sudden Cincinnati Red.
Open up with Hayes.
Blake, did you talk to Derek about Olsen? Did you talk to Derek at all about Carr, about Wisniewski and what kind of relationship they had, you know, on the field?
Yeah, you know, me and Derek briefly talked about him and his talents and how good he was and how smart and talented he was. But I actually had the opportunity to live with Latavius Murray, a college teammate who is a running back in Oakland, and he spoke very highly of Stephen, and you know, just really said how intelligent he was, how many things he could do at the line of scrimmage, how much he could take off, you know, a quarterback's shoulders.
What did you get done mechanics wise in the off season? Did you accomplish everything you wanted to? You know, did Jordan help you? I mean, kind of stuff did
you
do?
There's a lot to do. You know, obviously once you start playing, things kind of start to deteriorate, you know, especially when you're trying to work on things. It's hard to work on things and play at the same time. So this was an opportunity to go focus and solely just pay attention to that stuff. You know, you didn't have to worry about running a 40 or training for a shuttle or any of that stuff. So it was good to be able to focus on footwork and some mechanics and stuff. I was able to throw with Jordan, throw with Tom House up in L.A. multiple times and felt really good about it.
What specifically do you feel like you're much better at now than when the season ended last year?
I think footwork, I think overall throwing was kind of a point of emphasis, was how do I take stress off my arm and use, you know, my whole body, generate power, you know, from the ground through my legs and creating torque and doing all that stuff.
I would assume there's some film work in terms of filming yourself, mm-hmm. doing that stuff. Do you look at it and go, wow, I look so much better than I did the
yeah.
end of the year? I mean, where do you feel?
And you can see it. You know, I could tell during the season last year, you know, you're watching film and I was like, ah, that doesn't look good, but there's not time to fix it. So now watching it was just, you know, those minor things, that changes that I made that allowed me to kind of, I guess, throw the ball more effortlessly, try and do it without putting so much stress on my arm. And I think that has helped out a lot, and it's, you know, it's evident when you watch it and know what you're looking at, you can see it.
Did your arm suffer at all? I mean, did you get any wear and tear during the season? Was it sore towards the end at
yeah,
all?
Yeah, my arm kind of deteriorated during the season. You know, and it didn't affect anything. It was just, I think, a product of throwing for 2 years straight without really any break. You know, going from summer 7-on-7 to whole college season to getting ready for the combine to pro day and then coming right into camp and throwing all season long. So definitely got tired, but took some time off, let it heal, and then went and, you know, kind of seeked out some proper mechanics on how to make it never hurt again.
Blake, what specifically does House do that, I don't know, that a quarterback coach wouldn't do? Or I mean, I know it's working in the off season, so that may allow more time, but specifically what can he do that maybe you don't get?
Yeah, you know, I think really it's an opportunity to go work with somebody, because you can't go, I couldn't go work with Ole, I couldn't go do that stuff, you know, and Ole's a great mind when it comes to quarterbacks and mechanics and all that, but I couldn't go up, talk to him and ask him about it. And Tom House is obviously a guy that's incredibly smart. You know, he's got all these degrees in biomechanics and all that, and he's obviously a baseball guy, you know, but he knows throwers, and he surrounded himself with some football guys that know some stuff about football, and it's really just kind of there's a mold of how to correctly get your body to work together and throw the football, and everybody's got to kind of adapt that mold to themselves and their own throwing styles.
Did you try to throw with the receivers here?
Well, we've been throwing here over at Bishop Kinney since we've been back, or since I've been back.
I mean out there.
In California.
Try to get some of those
guys. We had some guys come out, which was good. So we got some guys that got some work out there and kind of, you know, was, I guess, maybe a midway point to kind of stay on the same page and build chemistry.
How many days
did this? Thursday to Sunday.
Oh, just one weekend.
Yep.
Not just 2 weeks.
No.
And who was all there? Who all came?
It was a group of guys, or rather, I guess not say, but there were some guys that came out, and the guys came and got better, and, you know, for the guys that didn't come, we'll pick up where we left off, you know, when we left Jacksonville.
Were there some non-Jaguar people, too?
No, it was all Jaguar guys. Like one day we threw at a high school field, and there were some high school kids that ran around, but the rest were all Jaguars.
How much time did you spend with House and Jordan? Was that an extended period of time, or was it just, you know, pop in for a day, get some work done
type
of thing?
No, the first week I was out there, I spent 5 days in a row up at Tom House does everything at USC. So I spent 5 days in a row up there, and then for the rest of the time I was out in California, I threw with him 3 times a week, and then would throw with Jordan once or twice a week.
So you were out there for about a month, give or take?
At Tom House or in California, period?
Just California.
Like a little over 2 months.
You work for Tom House?
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy supposedly cured Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I know. Well,
did you see Tim
was
there?
Yeah, Tim was there. There's a bunch of guys. Tom House has a ton of clients that come through and want to work with them. So it was cool to throw with some of those guys, and Tim was out there, yep.
So where is he located?
He's at SC. I guess he played baseball for a while, was a former coach there, and then has an office at their baseball stadium, actually.
So what did he do for
you? Tightening mechanics, throwing, you know, with not just all arm and kind of using the whole body and figuring out how to do that and really coming up with the checklist to be able to say, okay, it was a bad throw and this is what went wrong and how I can fix it. I was there for a week straight and then a couple of days a week for 2 months.
You mentioned it earlier,
I guess, kind of in passing about you had all that stuff. You had to do train for the 40 and the shuttle run and all that other stuff. How much does not having to do all that stuff, not as a quarterback, just as a player, take off your mind?
Yeah, you know, I think it really frees you up, you know, because when you're coming out and you're getting ready for the combine, you got to worry about so much stuff. There's so many little things. You're trying to figure out how to get in a stance to run a 40 and stuff like that that's irrelevant for playing quarterback. And I think that when you don't have to worry about that and you're able to just say, okay, I'm going to go get mentally and physically better. I'm going to let my body heal. I'm going to get stronger. I'm going to do what I want, whether I want to lose weight, gain weight, put muscle on, and then I'm going to go, you know, work on my craft and go become a better quarterback, you know, mentally and physically, working on things, throwing the ball, footwork, watching film, kind of reevaluating throws from last year and decisions and all that.
Said that you lost some weight. What are you down to now?
I weighed 238 this morning. So I think I left last season. I was like 250.
We thought when Julius was signed that, you know, that would probably be it for Mercedes. Now it looks like Mercedes may, in fact, be here. How enticing is that as a quarterback to maybe have two of those options?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, to have those two guys on the same team, and, you know, that'll be a huge package for us, I'm sure. So, you know, I know briefly talking to Ole about it, he's excited to have a guy like Mercedes and then bring in a guy like Julius Thomas and have them on the field at the same time. Definitely is going to create mismatches and opportunities for us to do different things.
Blake, Gus said that you're a little bit leaner than last year. Can you define what a little bit leaner means? I mean, is it a little drop in body fat? What is it?
Yeah, I guess. I was, when I left here, I was probably, I don't know, I was kind of fat. Like 17% body fat, and then we measured the other day, and I was 10. So I guess that's leaner.
How have your interactions been with Hackett and Olsen so far, and what kind of challenges ahead for you in the new office?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, obviously got a chance to talk to him on the phone when everybody was hired and just kind of say hello and get to know each other a little bit. And then, you know, going through the draft process, was able to spend some time with Ole during that, which was kind of a good introduction. And then, you know, when I got in Jacksonville, kind of sat down again and said hello and reintroduced and talked about life and stuff. And then today we were able to get a playbook and kind of that was handed to us with an iPad. And that was kind of cool. You know, it's like Christmas and it's a new toy. It's something you haven't seen before. It's exciting to be able to see what we're going to do and what we're going to be able to play with for the next, you know, hopefully many years.
You were exhausted. Even going into the season last year because of all that stuff that you had to do after UCF. So, I mean, mentally
yeah.
and physically?
You know, I don't know. I wouldn't say exhausted. I think it's, you know, everybody talks about hitting a rookie wall at some point during your rookie season. And I don't know if I'd say I hit that. You know, I think at some point, no matter where you're coming from, whether it's your 10th year or your first year coming from college, you're going to go through different roadblocks during the season, whether it's mental or physical. But, you know, I felt fine. If anything, I think it was a relief to actually get here, get drafted, get in the camp, and have all that stuff kind of in the rearview mirror and in the past.
Even though it was just like a few days throwing to Julius, what did you initially pick up? Or what was your impression of throwing to a guy that's caught yeah. 24 touchdowns?
Yeah, super talented. He was fun to throw to. I think he said it was the first time he had run routes. You know, he had been rehabbing and getting his body right and doing all that. But he looked really good. You know, he's a guy that can run around. I mean, he's a 6'4", 250-pound receiver pretty much. And he's fun to throw to. You can throw it all around him. He'll go make plays. He's really good with the ball in his hands after he catches it. He's unbelievably athletic. And he's going to be fun to play with.
With the new playbook, do you feel at all that you're like starting over a little bit?
You know, I think in a sense, You know, it's all the same stuff. Everybody runs the same stuff. Some people call it apples, some people call it oranges. So you just got to learn the language. You know, I think it's kind of like, you know, I guess you could say it's you know the words, you know the dictionary, now you just got to figure out how to put sentences together. So it'll be fun. I'm excited to learn it, and you know, from the little bit I've looked at this morning, it looks really good.
How long did it take you to learn that? Like, is it something you have down by OTAs into camp?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you can put a time limit on it or say, I want to know it by this time. You know, it's kind of, I think, you know, guys that are even quarterbacks in their 10th and 12th year in the same offense, as rarely as that happens. But, you know, if that were to happen, I think guys are continuing to evolve. They're continuing to learn the ins and outs of everything. And there's always stuff that, you know, offensive coordinators are going to throw at you that are new or different or, you know, different variables. So, you know, you obviously want to learn it and own it as fast as possible and make it your own. So that'll be the goal to get that done.
Mercedes has restructured his contract. It could be that he's going to be here. It could be that he could be trade bait. Nobody knows. Would you be willing to put in your 2 cents on having both of the tight ends? Because so much of what we're seeing in the NFL now, the most successful teams do operate with two tight ends, especially with the red zone threat that that would provide.
I think it creates so many mismatches. Usually there's, when you have a guy like Julius or a guy like Mercedes, you know, one of them creates a mismatch. When you can put two of them on the field at the same time, I think it's a nightmare for defenses. And obviously, you know, it allows you to do different things offensively, create different packages and alignments and put guys in different places. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what Gus and Dave are doing, but, you know, I know they have the best interest in this organization, and whatever they do, you know, I'll be behind and love. But I definitely love to have both of them and continue to play with Mercedes and start with Julius.
Let's finish up with Mark. Were you at all able to get a sneak peek of the offense in terms of maybe watching Oakland or getting a copy of Oakland's playbook from last year, anything like that?
Yeah, you know, the most I was able to get was just talking to Derek and Latavius, the kid I lived with. So kind of just how plays were called, how concepts were called and stuff like that. And some of the stuff similar to what we did last year, some of it's different. But that was probably the extent of what I could get. Pressure, no. I'd say more excited, I guess, kind of going through it one time. You know, I guess you figure out how it goes, and you kind of learn the ropes. And now I'm excited to try and go out and raise the bar and, you know, continue to get better.
Thank you, Blake.
Thanks.
Thank you.